Hello, this is Lin, and I will talk about Cao Cao, who is a famous person in the history of China. He's the most admired person in my life, so I chose this topic. I will talk about his achievements, his impact on the community. He was a statesman, strategist, writer, and poet in Three Kingdoms, and he wrote many books about Loi. He was born in 155 and died in 220 in Eastern Han Dynasty. For achievements, he implemented Jun Tianzhi in the North China, building water conservancy projects to solve the problem of lake of rations. It has a certain effect on agricultural production recovery. Jun Tianzhi means youth soldiers and farmers work together to reclamation of wasteland. So it lightened the pressure of the farmers. And the second one is the unification of the North China. It ended up the Northern War and made people have a stable life. And the third one is creating Jian'an literature to upgrade people's cultural level. Because in olden time, many people cannot study. They have to work and join the army. The other region still don't have enough money to go to study. And he was meritocratic, made the northern region's economic recovery and development. And the last one is that he developed a strict legal. In the older times, many robbers killed people and buried their food and money. But after his dominate, it never happened again in his lands. For the military achievement, in Guangdu, he just used 60,000 soldiers, defeated the 700,000 soldiers. That is an amazing situation. This can be seen, he was a good strategist. And in conclusion, many people mistakenly think he is a raver and brutal monarch, but I think he gave the history of Chinese achievements undeniable. Made agricultural and economic had a huge development. Thank you for listening and have a nice vacation. Thank you.